John Batser. This is the new John Batser Show, represented by CBS News Radio. And Sebastian Gorka of his radio show, America First, is here to comment on two adversaries to the United States in the 21st century. Worthy adversaries. Very shrewd, very powerful, long-term plans. Two empires. One Iran, one China. We'll start with Iran first. The new National Security Advisor has said there is indirect diplomacy between Washington and Tehran over the suspect nuclear weapons program. At the same time, we know that Iran continues its provocative dance throughout the region, either suspect of spilling oil off the coast of Israel or bombing an Israeli ship in the Gulf or perhaps running illicit oil into Syria. All these things are, and then the rocket attack on American contractors in Iraq, all these are part of Iran turning up the heat on the U.S., believing that the Biden people will come to the negotiating table, and Iran demands to undo the sanctions that the Trump administration visited. Seb, it looks like the train has left the station. It looks like Mr. Biden is going to try jaw-jaw rather than war-war. Will it work? Can he run out the clock for 4 years talking to Tehran?
Well, he can absolutely try, but again, what will be the end result? If people forget the original JCPOA Iran deal, John, it didn't stop nuclear weapons or nuclear weapons grade material being acquired by the theocracy that is today's Iran. All it did, putatively, allegedly, is to delay their acquisition for a decade. But as we now know, thanks to the incredible English language presentation with attendant PowerPoint slides that Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu delivered online during the Trump administration, Iran didn't stop doing anything. And just this Wednesday, we have the Fox News a channel obtaining satellite imagery of the underground ballistic missile site in Korgo with new missile launch platforms having been put in place. So whether it was during the Obama administration or whether it was after we canceled the JCPOA when we were in the White House, Iran hasn't changed the way it behaves at all. The only question is whether they're in breach of all the IEA requirements and they're getting money from America, or whether they're in breach and they're being boycotted and sanctioned. That's the only difference between the two scenarios.
I credit the Biden administration with doing exactly what was said on the campaign trail, Seb. They said they were going to restart the negotiations over the JCPOA and comply with our allies in Europe's wish to go there. So let's speak also of the Biden administration and policies that were criticized during the campaign, Trump policies that were criticized. To my reporting this week, I believe all of the Trump tariffs are still in place, all of them. Yeah. And to the discomfort of China and to the pleasure of the manufacturing base in the U.S., especially the unions. Now, that's okay. You campaign one way and you govern another. Do you think the Biden administration is genuinely, sincerely turning hawkish on the PRC? Or is this just a misstep that they will correct with accommodation?
There's smatterings of more robust rhetoric coming out of the Oval Office and from Biden, but it is smatterings. It's sporadic and it doesn't add up to what we did. So when we came in, we rewrote the National Security Strategy for America, and the pillar of that, it was one of the first documents to bear that name for, I think, decades, that actually deserved to be called a National Security Strategy. And the pillar, the biggest thing we did is to say, look, we are back in an age of grand power competition, and we believed it because it's a fact. Whether you look at Russia, China, Iran, or other actors, it's just a geopolitical truth. Can I see the Biden administration talking in terms of great power competition? No. So maybe, you know, a little bit more, a few more smatterings of tough talk, but I don't see it being followed up, John.
And our allies, the allies were outspoken in being critical of the Trump administration and the way diplomacy was done. especially when it comes to dealing with China. Our allies were also uncomfortable 4 years ago with the blunt approach. I don't hear the complaints today, Seb, from London, Paris, or Berlin about Mr. Biden maintaining the tariffs and talking tough about China.
No, but can I just point out that what our allies and partners said in public for the last 4 years and what they shared with us when they were comfortable behind closed doors was night and day. We're absolutely, so, you know, the cultural requirements, the political correctness of various elites demanded they say one thing to the BBC and to CNN, but behind closed doors they were very, very happy with the policies that were truly a reassertion of American leadership, because we saw this under the 8 years of Obama. When America retreats, the world is dangerous for representative governments, and unfortunately that may be the future for the next 4 years.
Final note, you're in Washington, D.C. It's springtime, the robins, the blossoms are ready. It's springtime. And Seb, we haven't spoken of the vaccine and the virus. Maybe that's significant, Seb, that we didn't need to feature it. But my reading of America is that it's ready to go back to work. It's ready to go back outside. It's ready to take care of itself and no longer be directed by orders from either Washington or the state capitals. We just have a few seconds here. Would you agree that everybody's ready now to be responsible for themselves and not look to the leadership, the elected leadership?
Having just come from the pharmacist where somebody in line challenged me as to why I'm not wearing a mask, no, not in Babylon, not in this city, maybe in free states like Florida or Texas, but I think that this is going to be the last city in America to be liberated from the Chinese virus and from everything that came with it. So maybe somewhere else, but not in a swamp.
Sebastian Gorka, he is the host of his radio program, America First. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.